talking about a painting on an audio podcast might be difficult, but I want to talk about it. And that's all that matters for what we choose here on Free for All Friday. Welcome to Council of Trent. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. But on Friday, we talk about whatever I just want to talk about. Today, I want to talk about a painting I was introduced to that I am fascinated by, and you might enjoy it as well. Especially now, I'm at the midpoint of my life where, you know, I look back to the half of childhood, adult, young adulthood, growing up. My children are growing up now. Looking ahead to the future of older adulthood and old age that I see others have gone through or went through, I'm about to go through. I think a lot about life at this point. When you stand at the midpoint, looking forwards and backwards, you think about just the whole of life itself a lot. So I've been thinking about that a lot. And these paintings I was introduced to, I think they're really great symbols and illustrations of life and for something to think about, meditate on as we go through life. Don't let life, you know, just pass you by. So it's called The Voyage of Life. My brother-in-law was in D.C. when I was there. I wanted to take my family to the pro-life march and summit, but they got sick. I also wanted to take my family to see all the museums in D.C. My brother-in-law went. He took my nephew and niece, his kids, and they saw, I went to the National Gallery of Art, and he showed me this painting. I thought, wow, that's really cool. So I want to talk about it. Painting is by Thomas Cole, The Voyage of Life. It's four different paintings, all depicting, you know, life and growing up through the symbolism of a person, a man on a boat being guided by an angel. And the boat goes through different kinds of scenery and trajectory based on the stage of life that you're at. So I'll talk about each scene and I'll read the description from Thomas Cole himself to give you a better insight on it. But look, if you're on a phone or a computer, just look it up, Voyage of Life. Four paintings. It'll pop up right in front of you. You can follow along with me. Not that hard of homework with an audio podcast, but even if you don't see it, my description should be sufficient enough to guide you through. I love these paintings. I'm going to order some prints to put them in our hallway at home just to keep, so everyone can keep their minds on The Voyage of Life. So as I said, the common motif is there's a man in a boat, and it's a very ornate boat with angels carved into the sides. And there's an angel who guides the man through different kinds of scenery. So I'm going to go through each one. And we discussed something similar, by the way, a while ago. I think it's in Shakespeare's As You Like It. There's a famous monologue called The Seven Ages of Man. Another good one to look up if you want artistic symbolism and thoughts about the life cycle of a man or one. So The Voyage of Life. Painted in 1840, then revised in 1842 by Thomas Cole. The first one is childhood, and it shows the little baby. Although the whole scene, by the way, is there's a big mountain in the background with a cavern with a stream flowing out of it. On each side of the stream is lush green foliage. The sun is it's dawn. The sun is coming up, and in the midst of the stream, there is this boat, and in the boat are two people, like a toddler, playing in green grass in the boat, having the time of his life, and an angel behind him steering the boat. And it's a beautiful scene, bright and cheery, and it really does exemplify what it's like being a little child, or what it should be like. It makes me think of my youngest. Life is full of wonder and joy and happiness, but you don't really have a lot of control in life. Other people are controlling it. The angel steers the boat. The little baby in the boat, he just loves playing in the grass, and he's having a grand old time. What's interesting when you look at little subtle details, like in the water, there are little disturbances in the water, very little disturbances where the boat will go up and down. Now, for a baby, little disturbances can feel like the end of the world, but they're not, of course, but they are there, and yet it's a time of new life. So I'll read to you how Cole described the painting. A stream is seen issuing from a deep cavern in the side of a craggy and precipitous mountain whose summit is hidden in clouds. From out the cave glides a boat whose golden prow and sides are sculpted into figures of the hours. Steered by an angelic form laden with buds and flowers, it bears a laughing infant, the voyager whose varied course the artist has attempted to delineate. On either hand of the banks of the stream are clothed in luxuriant herbage and flowers. The rising sun bathes the mountains and the flowery banks in rosy light. The dark cavern is emblematic of our earthly origin and the mysterious past. The boat, composed of figurines of the hours, images of the thought, we are born on the hours down the stream of life. At the front of the boat is an angel holding an hourglass. and most of the sand is in the top of the glass. Rosy light of the morning, luxuriant flowers and plants are emblems of the joyousness of early life. So he goes on and talks about that. The close banks and the limited scope of the scene indicate the narrow experience of childhood and the nature of its pleasures and desires. So the river is very, everything does feel very close when you look at Voyage of Life childhood. The banks are close to the boat. The river's not that narrow. There's a little island in the middle you go by. For when you're like a little baby, everything's very close to you. You're not even aware of things that are that far away. And there's a magic to that. The Egyptian lotus in the foreground of the picture is symbolic of human life, joyousness, and wonder are the characteristic emotions of childhood. Okay, so that would be childhood. The next one in the scene is youth. And this is the one that's saddest for me because now my oldest is definitely in this phase. He's in the phase of youth. I would say youth is like age 10 to 20, early 20s. So preteen to early adulthood, I would call that to be youth. And so this scene's a lot different. First, it's much wider, the wider scope. You see now, well, there's a wider scope. There's a mountain in the far background, but it's much further away. The river goes off into the background a long distance and then turns in a way where you can't see it. So there's a lot of trees. The river goes on a lot further. There's a longer journey ahead because in the youth, in the childhood one, it's all bundled together. You can't see the big river ahead of you. Just like when you're 5 years old, you can't see there's a whole life ahead of you, really. But youth sees that. And so here, the other big difference is the youth is now, he's tall, you know, he's like maybe like 14 in this picture, and he is holding the steering of the boat. And the angel is now on the bank of the river, bidding him to go forward. So the angel is there guiding him. Before, when he was a baby, the angel was right next to him, and he wasn't doing anything. Now he takes the wheel of the boat and begins his journey for him to go, to guide his own path. And he's looking up and he sees in the clouds what looks like a castle. And he's steering his boat down the river towards that castle in the clouds. Oh, it makes me sad to talk about this because he wants to get to that castle he sees up in the clouds and he steers his boat. But you and I know that that castle's not really there. And what he doesn't see is as the river goes down into the background, it turns to the right and it goes in a completely different direction. And there's more little rapids in the river. And this really exemplifies, I think, that when you are preteen, teenager, young adult, early 20s, you have these big dreams, and you're going to now steer your boat, and you're taking more risks, and you're going into the unknown, and you have these really big dreams, especially when you're like 10, 11 years old, and you are not tempered by the harsh realities of life. You still seek after the castle in the clouds, and it's not till you're older you realize the castle's not there and life gets a lot harder. And so it's sad that he's going to go for that and he's going to miss it. He's not going to be able to reach it. The river will turn right in a direction he doesn't expect, and he'll hit rapids. Now, from our perspective, they're not very horrible rapids, but much harder than anything he's ever had to face before. So I'll read a little bit. This is kind of a longer description, so I might skip through some of it, how Cole described it. The stream now pursues its course through a landscape of wider scope and more diversified beauty. Trees of rich growth overshadow its banks, verdant hills. The infant of the former scene has become a youth on the verge of manhood. He's now alone in the boat and takes the helm himself. In an attitude of confidence and eager expectation, gazes on a cloudy pile of architecture. An air-built castle rises dome above dome in the far-off blue sky. The guardian spirit stands upon the bank of the stream with serious yet benignant, countenance, good countenance, seems to be bidding the impetuous voyager Godspeed. It's like time to go on your own now. Time for you to go and discover the world. At least as a youth, I mean, you're not on your own when you're 11 years old, but more than half of your childhood is done and you're taking more control of your own life. The beautiful stream flows toward the aerial palace for a distance, but at length makes a sudden turn, which is seen in glimpses beneath the trees until at last descends a rapid current into a rocky ravine where the voyager will be found in the next picture. So the scenery of this picture, it's clear stream, lofty trees, towering mountains, figure forth the romantic beauty of youthful imaginings. When the mind magnifies the mean and common into the magnificent, before experience teaches what is the real. It's so sad, but that's life, right? Then when you grow up and people get sick and they die, or things happen, you get the real. But right now as a youth, especially when you're 10, 11, 12 years old, it magnifies. Everything's still bigger and brighter and sparkles kind of for your life when you're, even when you're a teenager in early college, early 20s, life had a sparkle to it. I mean, life isn't bad now. I love my life. I think back, of course, you know, there's more adventure when you're teens and early 20s. But there's also, during that time, an anxiety. You don't know what you're going to do. There's novelty, but then fear. Now, life, I'm not going to go on, I don't go on crazy adventures. Now I've got a wife and children, but I love that regularity. I have that stability that brings joy. It's kind of like when you're young, life is like a fire that you just take little bits of tinder and stuff that flares up really fast, right? It flares up like, oh, wow. But then it goes out really quick and it's unpredictable. But then when you have the fire, that's the deep, thick logs and coals that have been burnt over. It's a steady kind of warmth that while there's fun with the flare up fire, there's a steady warmth to it that brings you so much more joy than what you had when you were younger. So I don't know. Sorry, I'm getting in my poetry diversion here. But so that is the ages of life, youth going on this journey. The next one in the voyage of life is manhood. This is where I'm at right now. Not as dire off as this guy, but this one, it really shows, oh yeah, now the big contrast here is you have the man, he's in the boat. He's a man now. He's got a beard and he is praying as hard as he can as his boat is about to go into really scary rapids with rocks and narrow paths. It's a dark sky, rain. There's these scary figures in the clouds, and the angel is way up high in the painting in the clouds looking down on the Voyager. This is where the angel is furthest away from the man, and the man feels most alone. So here he goes on. So this would be manhood. And yeah, it's definitely like, okay, now life is scary and I've got to face it. And one of the themes here for Cole is his faith will sustain him. He prays as he's not even steering now. He just prays as his boat's going to enter the rocky rapids. What is he going to do? He has to pray for God to carry him through. Here's how Cole described it. Storm and cloud and shroud a rugged and dreary landscape. Bare impending precipices rise in the lurid right. The swollen stream rushes furiously down a dark ravine, whirling and foaming in its wild career. The boat is there plunging amid the turbulent waters. The man is now middle-aged. The helm of the boat is gone. He can't even steer it anymore. Life just takes him. You feel like you've lost control a little. He looks imploringly toward heaven as if heaven's aid alone could save him from the peril that surrounds him. The guardian spirit calmly sits in the clouds, watching with an air of solicitude the affrighted voyager. Demon forms hover in the air. Trouble is characteristic of the period of manhood. In childhood, there is no cankering care. In youth, no despairing thought. Then manhood, there's mortgages, there's your kids, there's your parents, there's life, there's politics, there's tax increases, there's all kinds of stuff. Manhood, trouble is the characteristic of manhood. And in the skies, there's gloomy, demonic figures. The ocean's dimly seen. The demon forms are suicide, intemperance, and murder, which are the temptations that beset men in their direst trouble. So when you're in your worst spot, what are your greatest temptations? To kill others and yourself? Or just live a life that's so bad it's kind of like indirect ending of oneself by living intemperately. So the upward imploring look of the Voyager shows his dependence on a superior power, capitalized, and that faith saves him from the destruction that seems inevitable. Finally, the voyage of life ends with old age. I love this picture. And I pray to the Lord he'll be merciful on me and that I'll reach this point. I would be so grateful to reach this point. Where it shows that he's now an old man in the boat. I love the boat is so battered. The hourglass is gone. The angels are gone. The rudder is gone. The boat is completely battered. And he's just an old man sitting in the boat. He's now left the river and it's gone out into like an ocean. And he sees all the clouds and there's a stream of lights. And the angel is back next to him again, leading him to the other angels up into the sky to heaven. And so that would be old age, the very end of the journey. So it says here, the stream has now reached the ocean to which all life is tending. The world to old age is destitute of interest. There is no longer any green thing upon it. No green trees, green grass, nothing. The broken and drooping figures of the boat show that time is nearly ended. The chains of corporeal existence are falling away, and already the mind has glimpses of immortal life. The angelic being, of whose presence until now the Voyager has been unconscious, is revealed to him, and with a countenance beaming with joy, shows to his wondering gaze scenes such as the eye of mortal man has never yet seen. So, Thomas Cole, The Voyage of Life. I think it's a cool painting. I'm excited to put it up in my house. Definitely go and look it up online if you haven't seen it yet. So, thank you guys so much, and hope you have a very blessed weekend.